Hey, Transfer Cats, welcome. Welcome. It is so great to have you here. I am super excited. I am here today with Kuka Acosta, the Executive Director of Admissions for UC Santa Barbara. Go Gauchos! Welcome, Kuka. How are you today? It's so great to have you.
Hello, Transfer Man. I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate you allowing me to share my love of transfer with you and the community.
Awesome. Well, so basically the format here is we are highlighting transfer student programs. Our ultimate goal here on this channel is to make transfer students successful, to showcase some awesome opportunities. The UCs are really one of my favorite institutions in the world. My daughter graduated from UC, so I'm very invested in this, and UC Santa Barbara is just so beautiful. If you guys haven't checked out my YouTube channel, I have already posted the video while there. It is a gorgeous day, but then again, every day is gorgeous in Santa Barbara. So tell me, Kuka, what is your favorite part? Actually, let's step back. Tell us a little bit about your educational journey, how you got to where you're at. I know that that is super inspirational for our transfer students who maybe first generation low-income students who are kind of looking and, you know, maybe they're a little afraid of the higher ed system, but when they kind of realize that it's made up of great people like yourself, you know, that really breaks down those walls. So tell us a little bit about your educational journey.
I would love to. I'm a first-generation college-bound student. Actually, I'm sad to say that I'm the only one in my family who has a four-year degree, try as I might to make that a different statement. But my mother immigrated to the United States from Mexico, and her mantra every day when I was growing up was, I want better for you. And for her, that meant education. She worked as a housekeeper, and she saw everyone she worked with had a college degree and they had a career, not just a job. And so I was very blessed. I actually got into UC Santa Barbara as an undergraduate, studied philosophy. I'm a thinker. truth be told, I started as a communication major, changed my major four times, and then ended up in philosophy, not realizing how much I would love the idea of thinking and thought and problem solving, which is what I equate the major to, and how much that correlates with my career now in admissions. But I was lucky enough to graduate from UC Santa Barbara, having a whole bunch of people just checking in on me as an undergrad student and telling me that I should follow my passion and my goal. And one of my passions is talking. I used to get in trouble for talking, and now it's what I get paid to do. Your passions can lead you to a career. I graduated and started working at UC Santa Barbara in early outreach programs, and then eventually moved over to the Office of Admissions. And I started as an admissions counselor, made my way up the chain. And as of last year, I officially became the executive director of undergraduate admission at my alma mater. So I'm very blessed in that particular sense.
That's amazing. What is your favorite part of this whole job? You get to meet a lot of people, huh?
I get to meet some amazing people from all over the globe. I'm very, very lucky that each one has a different story and a different thought, but they all have a passion for education and the idea of learning. And I throw the idea out that learning has different ways of manifesting. Some people learn by reading a book. Some people learn by doing. Some people learn by accident, by making mistakes, and they learn from those. And so I get to meet a whole bunch of interesting people who've learned in different ways. And oftentimes, as much as I try to teach them about admissions, they end up teaching me something. So I love that about my job.
I couldn't agree with you more. I teach a career and life planning class at the college, and I tell my students in the very beginning, I'm like, I'm going to grow along this class just as much as you are. And it has always been true, learning from students. In fact, learning how to podcast and edit film this year was because of my students. I've actually had them tutor me on it. So That's a great symbiotic relationship. Love it. All right. So if I'm a transfer student and I'm arriving at UC Santa Barbara, walk me through what's my first year like? What can I get involved in to make me more successful?
The story and the journey will be different for every student, but here is sort of the overarching theme. Students are admitted into either a pre-major, so pre-economics, pre-political science, or they're admitted directly to their major. For example, I got admitted into computer science or the College of Creative Studies physics program. And the first thing they want to do is they want to understand their academic game plan. And that often starts with orientation. Summer orientation happens where we sit down and we talk about academics and how to plan out a course schedule. I think the best students are the ones who realize we're on the quarter system at UC Santa Barbara, and they try not to pack everything into one quarter. 10 weeks goes really fast, and transfer students need to acclimate since most California community colleges are not on the quarter system. The other piece is that there are plenty of opportunities to socialize and build a network. And so I think that's what students should hit the ground running doing. And that network is going to include individuals who share your passion. So is that you love rock climbing and now you're part of the Adventures program? Are you interested in becoming a teacher? So you're going to join La Escuelita, one of our registered campus orgs. Do you just not know where to go? Well, then go get pizza and go to the Transfer Student Center. Sit there and just watch people, hear them ask questions and realize that you don't have to know what questions to ask. You can just sit and listen to others. And I think the students who sort of go with that flow of, let me make sure I've got my academics and let me explore all that campus has to offer over the course of a year, as opposed to trying to cram it into 1 week or one day, they're successful.
Yeah.
I'll throw in one more thing, and that is one of the misconceptions that transfer students have is that they won't have access to everything as a transfer student. I love the fact that we have opportunities for transfer students to do research, opportunities for transfer students to study abroad, opportunities for transfer students to do internships for college credits in Sacramento or Washington, D.C. And so a student could do all of that in their 2 or 3 years with us.
Yeah. You know, I just speaking from experience, my oldest daughter did a study abroad through the UC. She went to UC San Diego, but she studied in Paris. And the EAP study abroad program is hosted by Santa Barbara, actually. Right. And she had a bunch of her friends were from all the different UCs. So when they say one university, nine campuses, it's true. They were all together as a UC students, which I thought was really, really cool in Paris.
C'est bon.
C'est super bon. So I've been there a few times. My brother went to school there. It was like, I joke, it was like the best 5.5 years of his life. He had his favorite places to go on campus. What is one of your favorite either places on campus or foods that students may find in some hidden restaurant or something?
I'm very blessed. Every morning I drive up the 217 freeway that overlooks the Pacific Ocean as I go through Henley Gate to enter UCSB. And if I veer to the left, I stay on that ocean road, and there's this patio on the Marine Science Building that has tables and chairs, and it's an open space. And like, I just want to sit on that patio and watch the sunrise or the sunset. I think it's gorgeous. I think that's one of those spaces. Many students will actually go to our campus point, which is the beach point on campus, and overlooking the Pacific just to watch the sunset and the colors in the fall. All of the purples and the oranges and the pinks are just gorgeous over the water. And so you sit there going, I can't believe that the residence halls are right behind me and this is the view for so many students.
Right.
Food-wise, I greatly miss eating in the dining commons and having a smorgasbord of options. I want someone to cook for me, the wood fire pizza, or I want the taquitos or the Mongolian grill. I think there's so many cool things, but I'm gonna go really simple. I love the ice cream. I love serving myself ice cream from Delaguerra Dining Commons. It's like, I miss that.
Well, you're after my own heart here. I'm quite the milkshake aficionado, so I will definitely try the ice cream next time I'm there. So for students who want to be there, for kids listening in right now who would like to be a gaucho, any tips for transfer applicants and ways to stand out or just to be more competitive?
Let's do three. So tip number one. Get started early with your profile, and that means filling out the University of California TAP profile, that Transfer Academic Planner. I'm able to enter my courses at any university or college, and then at the end of that TAP account, I can click the little button that says, I'm interested in Santa Barbara or San Diego or whoever. And now I, at Santa Barbara, can go in and say, oh, you're taking the wrong math class if you want to be an econ student. I can give that advice. So that's tip number one. And the reason it's tip number one is when you're ready to apply, everything you've done as you've been registering for classes can then just funnel into your UC application. So it's not a wasted activity. The TAP account feeds into the UC application. So, I don't have to fill it out twice.
That's great.
And then tip number two is going to be simple. Meet not just with your community college advisor, but also meet with us at the University of California. A little known fact, all 10 UC campuses have transfer prep programs. This is us serving our local community, so Santa Barbara, Ventura County students, helping them through the transfer process, understanding and demystifying what is a major prep class versus a seven-course pattern class, all these terms in admissions. And no, you don't have to apply to UCSB to ask UCSB for help. As long as you're applying to a UC campus, that is our goal.
They can get advice from everybody.
Exactly. And then tip number three, and the last one I'll throw out for time's sake, is simple. You will hopefully know your major as a transfer student early on, but it might change because, you know, life changes, you change. But there are selective majors that have an extra step in place. And so knowing if your major is selective and then what requirements on top of just the general GPA and units, that's really critical. And recognizing that all the UCs with these special majors, I'm going to use economics as an example. It's a popular major. We have what are called pathway programs. So every UC has agreed, this is the class requirement that we won't exceed. So I won't ask you for more than what's on this list. So knowing if your major is on that list and knowing how to sort of start checking off those boxes, and being able to then verify that with the admissions office at UC and my community college, again, doing sort of that triple check, gosh, it's money.
Yeah.
It's a clear path.
Absolutely. That is excellent advice, guys. Start your TAP account today. You can start it immediately as a transfer student. It's going to give you valuable information, connections, super duper cool. So how do students get a hold of you or your team?
Simplest thing is go onto our website, admissions.ucsb.edu. And on the upper right-hand side of the screen, there's a Join Our Mailing List. Click on that, share your information with us, or start that TAP account, share your information via the TAP profile. And if there are questions, it's as easy as emailing us. At UCSB, that is admissions admissions@ucsb.edu. Again, admissions@ucsb.edu. You're sending us an email, you're asking a question, we're connecting back and forth, and if we need to, we'll go, hey, let's just jump on Zoom and do a one-on-one appointment. Our goal is to make life easy for transfer, which is often why we love bragging about our transfer admissions guarantee. Yes. Ooh.
There we go. And you are a school that continues to do the tag. Mm-hmm. And the tag is a process in which students can apply early. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So a student will tell me that they are interested in one of my majors in the College of Letters and Science. That could be anything from math, history, political science, economics, psychology, etc. The moment they have that interest, they're eligible for a tag. That transfer admissions guarantee is set with junior level standing, so 60 semester credits. Mm-hmm. It's a 3.4 GPA completed by the end of fall term prior to enrollment. And it's that 7-course pattern, which is part of the UC minimum transfer criteria. And then if your major is selective, it's the selective course requirement. So that starts in the TAP account, again, that UC TAP account. Students can click a button saying, I want to submit a tag. And if they do so, they'll submit a tag to a particular major in September of the year prior to enrollment. They'll fill out the UC application and submit that between October and November of the same fall. And then in April, they get admitted. It's 1, 2, 3.
That's awesome. Wow. Aristotle would say that aims for the good. Sorry, I was just reading Nicomachean Ethics. I know you're the philosopher here, but aiming towards the good. Absolutely, folks. I do want you to do that in terms of your applications, starting early, doing your best, putting your best effort forth. And if you truly want to be a gaucho, it is definitely something that, you know, a lot of students who may have applied as freshmen in first-time freshmen in high school found that the UCs were extremely impacted, because if you look at the top, you know, 10 applied to schools in the United States, about 7 of them are UCs. And I believe Santa Barbara was like in the top 5 or 6 this last year. It's always UCLA, Berkeley, Irvine, San Diego, Santa Barbara. They're very, very, very popular. But for transfer students, the California Community College students in particular, overall, from year to year, are in the 70s in terms of percentiles of acceptances, not necessarily to UCSB, but to the UC system. So as a transfer, you're a proven commodity, and the UCs know that, and they really love transfers. Am I speaking the truth here?
Totally. I think it's easy to say that our commitment in the state of California for students who are going into the California Community College is to get you to consider a University of California. And I'll be selfish. I want you at UCSB. Yes, I said it, and I'll say it again. I want you at UCSB. And so we put in all of these steps to make it a very linear process for students. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Nothing in life is easy if it's worthwhile.
Right.
But I am saying that we've outlined it for students. And then the reality is so many California community colleges now have promise programs or pathway programs where it's cheap or free. And so everything's articulated. So you're not taking a class going, will they take it? Will they not?
Right.
That's what assist.org is all about. So You know the classes you're taking will transfer. You know how they're going to transfer, how they'll articulate. So it's just it's a process that's amazingly effective. And here's my favorite part. When you graduate from UC Santa Barbara, your degree says University of California. It does not say started at the community college and then transferred after blah, blah, blah. No, it just says University of California.
Absolutely.
What is that?
That is awesome. Yep. It doesn't say transfer to, it just says you graduated from. That is awesome. All right, cats. That has been our time for today. I really want to thank you, Kuka, for stepping in here. You're doing some great work. And That will close us out for today. So transfer students, please stay tuned. Every week I've got an exciting interview just like this one. And if you would like to get a hold of Kuka or her transfer team, check out the show notes below, like and subscribe, all that good stuff. And I will see you on the other side. Take care.